welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I'm deeply grateful to be with you on this first day of September 2024. I love the fall. I love the way the trees turn. The fall is my time of year. And I'm very, very grateful to be able to kind of kick off the fall with you. We're working on something that is very near and dear, of course, to my heart here on the podcast. And that is a commentary that I wrote. I don't remember exactly when. It was a while ago. It was, in August, July, somewhere in there. Anyway, it was called What the Heart Cannot Hear. There are many things that Jesus taught. He said, I have many things to tell you that your hearts cannot bear. And he was right. The more you meditate and the more you work on yourself, the more at least I realize that there is something to this that is far more than reasonable, logical. And the person who tries to make logic and reasoning out of the teachings of, let's say, a living master such as Jesus, defiles themselves and the teachings that are there. And I think Jesus has been sorely misunderstood and deeply abused, his teachings, that is. But what are you going to do with human beings? They're going to understand things the way they want to understand them. And if there's a business to be made, and religion is nothing but a huge business, and you gather the people in a way that congregates them in hatred and fear, you've got the ticket, man. You really do. And everybody is misunderstanding their life. And so what basically religion does is incorporates that, just degradation after degradation of the teachings until we destroy ourselves, and we seem to be on that course. So John from Denver has written me a very interesting email regarding, I don't know how he got my commentary. I really don't know. Because, like I say, it is only for those who are sponsors of Aspire. And somebody must have given it to him in some way. But whatever, that's fine. I am sitting here with an email from him with, you know, many questions. So we're going to go into the second one for you, John. And the second one is, what can't you say that my heart cannot bear? There are so many things. I mean, if you could hear, I'm staying with the Beatitudes because that's just the simplest way. If you could hear the teachings of the Beatitudes, your first inclination would be, oh my God, I missed the whole thing. I didn't understand any of it. Do you remember the story that of Jesus? He invited some men to follow him. He said, come, follow me. And the first one said, well, let me go to my home and bid them farewell. And Jesus looked at him and said, you know, I'm going to paraphrase. With his hands on the plow looking backwards is going to be fit for the kingdom of heaven. Another man said to him, let me go and bury my father and I'll come back and join you. And Jesus said, let the dead bury their dead. These are comments that he made, and they're very insightful, that basically, you know, counteract everything that is emotional in us. I mean, can you imagine saying your father that passed on and you've got to come and follow me, drop your life, drop everything and follow me. And don't be worried about your father, because there'll always be people in this world who will who are dead in essence. They believe in death and life and death and life and death and life, that kind of thing, over and over and over again. And so there'll be plenty of people to take care of him. Why don't you come and follow me? And of course, the man could not do it. He just could not do it. So when you start thinking about the teachings of Jesus and the power of them, you start realizing that a tremendous sacrifice has to be made. Now, I've had students, John, who jumped in and they thought, well, Greg will help me have a better, happy, richer life. And I never said that. I never said that at all. But that's what they assume I'm about, because that's what they want me to be about. But when they get into the teachings that I'm offering that are transcendent, and they start to hear about some of the things they have to give up and sacrifice for the sake of the awakening within, they back off right away. Well, I'm not going to give up this, and I'm not going to give up that. Sounds to me like he wants me to give up my family, and it sounds to me like he wants me to give up my friendships and my marriage and my children and all of that. That's the way they interpret it. You see, here's the deal, John. We complicate our life to such a degree that it makes it almost, in fact, absolutely impossible for us to ever do any real spiritual awakening. We can't do it. We just can't do it. And the reason we can't do it is because we're ensconced in responsibilities and obligations that make serving the family or serving our body or serving society or whatever, make that first. We take what should be first and we make it last, as Jesus said, and what should be last and we make it first. And he is correct. So there are some things, John, that I just can't say to people. There are no words. It's not that I'm afraid to say it, because I'm not, but there are no words for it. You have to get the inclination of his teachings. If you don't get the inclination of the teachings that he was offering that were of Christ consciousness, you won't understand anything that he is offering. I did a series, and you can see it on the website, on Christ consciousness, what it means to gain spiritual consciousness. Well, do you think we're shoveling them out hand over fist? No. People are not interested in that. They're more interested in their politics. They're interested in their religion. They're interested in having a better, easier life. They want more money in their coffers and less troubles in the world. They want to think that they're here to live and be free and do whatever they really want to do. I mean, who'd have thought that you go to the grocery store and in the vending machine in a grocery store, you can buy bullets? I mean, really? We have degraded ourselves to this point. So with all of this being said, there are things that just can't be said. There are inclinations and teachings that bring about a realization that thoughts cannot bring. Thoughts cannot think. Thoughts cannot appropriate. They're not logical. They're not reasonable. They're beyond logic and reasoning. And most people can only think what is logical and reasonable. That's as far as they can go. They can't go into something that is transcendent. So there are many things I tell my students or talk about with them that they don't understand. They don't want to understand. They just want to get by. And that's what a lot of people do. They just want to get by. I'm going to answer more of your questions, John. You seem very interested in this, and for that I am deeply grateful. So we'll go on next week with some more of your questions. I want to thank you for reading the commentary, and if I were you, I would not share it with my friends. Thank you all for listening. Have a beautiful day. We'll be back on the air next week. And as always, Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.